current federal budget proposal foreshadows potentially massive cuts to Medicaid. Professor Joan Alker from Georgetown University's Bucourt School of Public Policy tells Star 97.7 a recent study looked at who would be especially impacted by such cuts.
Medicaid's important, vitally important everywhere for women and children, but especially in rural areas. And in fact, the state of Maine, your findings were even more pronounced than the national average. In Maine, about 23% of women of childbearing age in urban areas are covered by Medicaid at any point in time. For women in rural areas, it's closer to 30%, 28.5%.
The study looked nationally at women of childbearing age, 19 to 44, who we know are also being negatively affected with the recent proposed closings of birthing units at area hospitals. Maine is not alone when it comes to the recent closings of birthing facilities at local hospitals. Since 2021, KFF Health News reports more than 100 rural hospitals have stopped delivering babies. We asked Joan Alker, a nationally recognized expert on Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, how looming cuts to Medicaid in the federal budget compound the problem for many women of childbearing age.
In the state of Maine, Medicaid's going to be the largest payer for birth in rural areas. And as you mentioned, a lot of communities have been losing their rural hospitals. Rural hospitals have been closing. And in particular, a lot of hospitals that have remained open have stopped providing labor and delivery services. We are to the point now where a majority, 52% of rural hospitals, are not offering these OB services.
Alker says such cuts would likely impact everyone living in rural areas, but especially those who are pregnant and need consistent care and access to labor and delivery rooms. According to a report by the Government Accountability Office, obstetric units are often the biggest financial drain on rural hospitals and therefore frequently the first to close when a hospital is struggling. Joan Alker is the leading author of the annual report on children's health care coverage trends. She says proposed cuts to Medicaid in the federal budget would further impact coverage, especially for those in rural areas.
The income eligibility rules, if you're pregnant, are actually higher. So Medicaid has become a really important backstop because a lot of these women are just not getting covered through their employers. Even though many of them are working, they may be working part-time. And the state of Maine, like 40 other states, has picked up the Affordable Care Act Medicaid expansion. And that has really been important to ensure that women are getting the coverage they need.
Alker adds Medicaid provides an affordable path for women before, during, and after pregnancy. And it's crucial they continue to be able to afford health care throughout their lives.